Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
I like that it's upbeat, it's funny, it's informative, it's how I learn about my news.
Star winner 2.5.
As always, it'll be a fun night tonight. Wells Fargo Arena, it's WWE Monday Night Raw. You can still get some tickets, HyveeTix.com. They start at just $15. That's a pretty good buy, too. And he'll be there tonight. He is the Scottish psychopath. Drew McIntyre's on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Welcome, sir. How you doing?
Oh, fantastic. I'm in Des Moines.
Yeah.
We've not been here for about a year. I personally have not been here for 5 years, so it's good to be back.
Well, it's good to have you. So let's see. How tall are you exactly?
I am 6'5" and a half. It's the half that makes all the difference.
And it's the Claymore kick. Is that your move, your signature move?
That is
move,
the Claymore
right?
kick.
Yeah, where's the name come from?
I thought that was coming. It is the name of William Wallace's sword. It was Scottish broadsword that could only be swung by a giant man.
Okay. I tell you what, when I see the kick being done, I always think, well, I would break my back every time. Like, I'm supposed to be inflicting damage with a kick, but then I hit the ground.
They call me the psychopath for a reason. You know, in the ring, it hurts me, but sometimes I hit it outside the ring and I land on the floor and I think, ow, that really hurt. I hope I knocked them out with that kick.
I hope this is over.
Yes.
I mean, what do you see? A chiropractor? Like, what kind of care has to take place after what you do to your body?
Yeah, I got a bunch of things now. I've been doing it for 18 years. So I've kind of got a system.
You've got your system.
Yeah. I've got my massage and ART, and I do like a version of yoga, like by a former wrestler. You know, DDP is a yoga rehab program called DDPY, which I do multiple times a week. And
how many hours do you spend in the gym? Like, what's
Not too long. I get a little set program I do four times a week, like actually in the gym with weights, and generally it is rehab and keeping myself, able to go.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. What's hurt the most? What was the worst injury?
Hurt the most? I mean, I tore my bicep off and it didn't hurt. I've broken my neck. It didn't really hurt. I've broke my wrist. I got a screw here too that didn't really hurt. What hurt
You're
the most
tougher
is I pulled my hamstring one time. I was in the ring and I did my Claymore kick. I think I was tagging with a gentleman called Dolph Ziggler. He just won the Intercontinental Championship. I assisted him. I got in the ring. This was our first big moment where he won the title. I ran in, hit my kick, and instantly thought a sniper had shot me, honestly, in the back of the leg.
Oh, wow.
But I thought, oh my goodness, that's me out. I'm going to have to get surgery now. Like, stood up, like, tried to keep a straight face. Like, I'm a bad man. It's live. Try not to act like your leg's about to fall off. Got to the back. We had a live interview. So again, I had to talk and then act like, oh my goodness, I think my hamstring's hanging off. And then turned out, thankfully, it was just pulled really badly.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It hurt way worse than any of the other ones that sound worse.
Really?
Oh, ooh, man.
You broke your neck and it didn't hurt.
And it's still the pulled hammy. I mean, that's what we all joke about is, you pulled a hammy.
Yeah, my wife plucked my eyebrows one time as well. That really hurt.
Is she willing to do massages when you get home? Or is
absolutely
she,
not. Yeah. Like for her, maybe.
Yeah, same old, huh? Yeah.
Yeah. Even the psychopath has to bow down to the leader.
Now, you mentioned the Intercontinental Championship. You've been the Intercontinental Champion, haven't you? Yeah, right?
Yep, Intercontinental Champion, two-time Tag Team Champion, NXT Champion.
Yeah, and you want the big one, don't you?
Yeah, that's the goal. Yeah, First ever British champion. Has never been a British champion ever. Right now, your local Des Moines hero, Seth Rollins, is the Universal Champion, and unfortunately, I'm going to have to beat him. And I'm here to publicly apologize, because I am a gentleman, so I'm here in person to tell you all and tell all the local people, I'm sorry. He is great. He is fantastic. But he ain't no Drew McIntyre.
Woo! Absolutely.
Well, I just had a last man standing match with Dean Ambrose, and I was watching it doing. So I was, stay down. If you get up, you're just gonna get knocked down again.
Yeah, I kept telling him, and he just kept coming, and I stabbed him in the eye with a pencil, and he kept coming.
Oh, you got to admire his spirit.
So, are you wrestling? Are you on the card tonight? Or
I'd imagine so.
Okay, all right. Do you know who you're?
What
wrestling?
I do? That's why I'm here.
Yeah, you know who you're wrestling. Yeah,
I absolutely do not. Okay. I will find out when I get to the building. But we've got our A team there, and we're just finishing off WrestleMania. We've got in my mind, it's WrestleMania season. We've got to start prepping right now to be ready for next year. Mm-hmm. And everyone is bringing their A game. Everyone wants to, earn their spot. So next year's WrestleMania, they're going to get that big match.
Right.
So we got the A team tonight, and I'm going to be coming after Seth Rollins.
Yes. It's great to have you in studio. nice to meet you, and the best of luck to you. Thanks for coming by. I appreciate
me.
It. Tonight, again, it's WWE Monday Night Raw at Wells Fargo Arena, HyVeeTix.com. They started just $15. He's been our guest this morning, the Scottish psychopath, Drew McIntyre.
Yay!
Thank you so much, Drew.
Thank
appreciate
you.
It.
What a Central Iowa morning sounds like. Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
On Star 102.5.